Rosh Hashanah Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. We're starting a new Masechta. And every new Masechta has a Haskolah, has a Rosh. And every aspect of a Yid's life also has a Rosh in terms of time. Different parts of a person, of a Yid's world, have different starting points in the year. Tells us the Mishnah, Arbo Rosh Hashanah Mehem. There are four perspectives in terms of time, in terms of a calendar, when the beginning of the year is. Each one has various ramifications, nafkiminis, and even different facets of Avedis Hashem. Arba Rosh Hashanah Mehem. Ve'echot b'nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'malachim v'lirigolim. This is the only Masechta that talks about the Rosh Hashanah. It's Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Because of that, also every month has an Akutas Haskalah, which is why Masechet Rosh Hashanah primarily deals with the Inyanim of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah based on the same concept. Hakoil Hoylech Acha HaRosh. And the same way our Avodah on Rosh Hashanah is so important every year, because that's what sets the tone, and that's what gives us the Toichin of our Avodah, Avodah Hashem for the whole year. Rosh Chodesh is also a tremendous day in terms of Avodah Hashem. And here we have another day which is also all important on the calendar. It's Be'echad B'Nisan, the first day of Nisan. It's Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim V'L'Regolim. Each one of these halachs will have to delineate. Suffice it to say, is that we have a machlokes, a famous machlokes between Tanoim, Rebbe Shua, and Rebbe Lezer about B'Rishay Nivra Ha'olam, B'Tishrei Nivra, B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, or B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. Which day is Be'etzem the Haskola of the world? And Tosfos, in a famous comment, says that both of them are true. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. The Rebbein Shem created the physical world on one day, and the spiritual world, the world that we call Klal Yisrael, the Rebbein Shem created a different day. When the Rebbein Shem said, "Achodesh hazeh lochem rishon hu lechodesh hashanah," he was kaveya Rosh Chodesh Nisan as the first day of the year. That means the nekudas ha'ascholo of Klal Yisrael starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's why Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Moshe Rabbeinu was told in Parshas Boy to take Klal Yisrael out, and the tzivuyim that Klal Yisrael davayda they would have to do in Korban Pesach and getting ready, the first mitzvah, Hoya la Torah lahaschol Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, im achodesh hazel lochem. The first mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh, because that's the nekudas haschola, the all important nekudas haschola, and the achodesh hazel lochem that we're talking about is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's the first mitzvah and the first day on the calendar of Klal Yisrael. We call Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. We celebrate Yom Truah, Yom Zikaron, the beginning, Hayom Haras Olam, Hayom Haras Olam. The whole world, the physical world, MML, the din of whatever is going to happen in the physical world over that year, that takes place in Chodesh Tishrei. That Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah. But here we have the Rosh Hashanah of Be'echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim V'L'Regolim. What does it mean, L'Malachim? The meaning was that shtoros were dated, and officially the year of whatever tkufa in Klal Yisrael there was called by the year of the king. You find a lot of times in Novi, where the Novi says in the 14th year, in the 17th year, the 28th year. It means the 28th year to the reign of that king. Every king, his reign is a world unto itself, and the malchus dates itself by the beginning of that king. But most malachim don't start ruling on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They start whenever the previous king died. But afilo hochi, the melech is referred to by Yoim HaRishon of Shono HaShenis, kom Chodesh Nisan, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, or even 3 or 4 days after he becomes a melech. If he became a melech, Chov Zayin Ador, then Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Shnas HaShenis L'malchuzu. Now this is L'chera only ceremonial. Where's it again? Halach L'maisen? It's again Hilchos Shtoros. The Rav speaks it out. It's a whole sugya in Gittin Daf Pei. Then when you have a shtar, you could be moitzi momen from shibudim or whatever else is negeh legabe, collecting chayvus based on the wording of a shtar, the dating of a shtar. You have to assume goes, if it says Bach Shono HaShenis, it means the Shono HaShenis of that king. The Gemara actually learns this out of a pasuk. It says by Shlomo HaMelech, Vahi b'shmoinim shono v'abami o'shono l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz b'tzayim. Bashana Harvi is in the fourth year. B'chodesh Ziv u'achodesh Hasheni u'chodesh Iyor l'mloich Shlema Yisrael. So you see specifically that the Navi refers to that year as the fourth year, the second month. Why? Because the beginning of the year is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. L'regolim, what is this negeh to? If a person is magdish, a behemoth that he's going to bring, or he says harei olai, that he has to bring a carbon. It's mechayim himself ben neder ben nedova that he's going to bring a carbon. Whenever we talk about neder and nedova, the terminology means neder means where a person is mechuyiv. He says harei olai, so he's mechuyiv. Even if he had a specific animal, the animal that became a bumblem, he has to bring another animal. When he says harei zeh, he's not mechuyiv. He just made that animal to a carbon. So he's not mechuyiv to separate another animal. If this animal died, so that's it. Fafal, he doesn't bring the carbon. But still, he's not allowed to procrastinate, either from being magdish or behemoth and bringing it, or from the animal that he said, harei zeh carbon, in actually bringing it to the Azara. When is he yoytzi the nidre? When he brings it to the Azara and he gives it to the kohen for the avoida. There's a lav in the Torah of bal ta'acher. There's a chiyuv. That one is mechuyiv to bring a carbon on time. There's an asay and there's a lois asay, procrastination. This is a mikan lepro, the midah of procrastination min haTorah. The Gemara learns out, it's a pasuk in Parshas Kisei, it say, Kisi de neder l'Hashem lekecha lo sa'acher l'shalmoy. That's the lav. There's also an asay. So the Gemara has a whole cheshmog. The Gemara goes, this is the Iker place in Shas where the Gemara discusses these lavin. It's also in the Dorm a bit, but the Sachas Erechin. But over here in Davdal, you have the Sugis, and the Gemara says, the Gemara learns out of a pasuk, that what's called late, procrastination is a relative term. Some people, if they push something off 5 minutes, they call that procrastination. Some people have to push it off 5 years. Some people 50 years. So what's the share? The Gemara learns out from Diyukim, in the Psukim, that A, the din of Baal Ta'acher is totally in Yom Tovim. We don't measure in terms of days, months, years. We measure in terms of how many regalim. Why? Because korbanos are to be brought. You see in Psukim, Parshas Re'eh, and elsewhere, that korbanos are brought together with Yom Tovim. Mayid would come up to Yerushalayim. So he would come up with all the nedarim, nedavos, chiyuve, korbanos that he had during the year. A Yid one time was lax on a certain mitzvah, so now he wants to be mechaper. He wants to bring a korban oil. Chas v'shalom, even worse, he was over an avera, and he's chayav a korban chatos, and oshem tolui. So he's yoytzi dey korban oisov when he comes for yomtiv. So the bringing of korbanos on time is a yomtiv-based perspective. The Gemara then learns out another din, that it has to be three Yom Tovim. Yes, the Baal Ta'acher is when it's Ma'acher Sholosh Regalim. The stummiest is that Sholosh Regalim is whenever it was. If it was during the winter, then it's Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. If it was during the summer, so then it's going to be Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuot, and so on. L'maisa, this Mishnah holds not that way. This Mishnah holds L'Regalim that we always call the first Yom Tov Pesach. This is the Shita of Reb Shimon, the Braisa brings. That there's actually a machlok tanoim about this, and it could be we don't even paskin that way, but it's always going to go, the Rosh L'Regolim is going to be Pesach, so it's going to be Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. We'll just add, by the way, just in terms of the Sugis, that there is a mitzvah say definitely to bring the Karbonis the first, because the first Yom Tov possible. Because the Pasuk says in Pashrei, Ubos HaShomah V'Avesim Shomah L'Esem V'Zimchem, that's going on Ubos HaShomah, the next Yom Tov. There's also another discussion, it's Machlek Sushainim. Nidre Tzedokah, a person says he's going to give, it's more common by us, a person's Noida is going to give a certain amount. So, the first month, let's see how the market is next month. I have some capital that I want to put into the business, I'll give the money to the yeshiva that he said he's going to give it to, the anim he said he's going to give it to in another 3 months. They come back to him, you know the way procrastination works. The Gemara says, the Gemara learns out that Baal Ta'acher is not only a Nidre Korbonis, Nidre Hegdish, but also a Nidre Tzedakah. There are chilukim between Nidre Tzedakah, it could be it's not Chal B'Makshava, other chilukim, but there is a din of Nidre Tzedakah. If a person says he's going to give money to Tzedakah, it's Chal Nimachoyv Gomer. And this Baal Ta'acher, it could very well be that since giving money is not Beis HaMikdash based, it's not Yerushalayim based, so the chiv exists right away. The whole din that you need sholish regalim is not a function of we give you a year to be mashlim. Be'etzim, when a person has a neder, of course it doesn't mean that he has to sign check that second, but it means that he's a bar yecholus to sign, he's mechuyev to do it right away. The whole starting point of what we explain now with the machlokes tanoim is all by karbonis, because karbonis are properly done when a yid is oyle regal, samach l'nir to a yamtiv. Nidrei tzedakah, what does that have to do with the yamtiv? A yid, in the middle of December, decides he's giving $100,000 to an organization. So he's going to say that has something to do with Pesach. So as soon as he's able to give, he has to give the money. Why are you procrastinating? So there the person would be over in the lab right away. It's not like Zushanim L'maisa, if that then is true. Be'echod be'elul, here's the second Rosh Hashanah. We're used to Elul being the preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Here we have Be'echod be'elul. Is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa behema. What's this din? Maisa behema is all animals, asa to asa, in Parsha Surah. And the Gemara Darshan's asa to asa in the Pasuk, there's two maisers. There's the maiser of... that we use to produce from a field. And there's also Maisa Behemo. Maisa Behemo is also described in the end of Parshas Bechukosai, where a yid had animals, and the animals were left through a door in the pen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The 10th is stamped with a red sign, Bechuta Besikro. And Vahasir Yiyah Kodesh. The Shaila is the 10th animal to be counted when. Animals are born, animals are died, animals are eaten, animals are sold. So there's a time of, and also once an animal went through the pen, does that mean that that animal is potter for the rest of his life from being counted? Or is that a tax every month, every 3 months? So the Gemara learns out, like we said, the Pasuk Aser Ta'aser, as called Tvua Zaracha, there's two maisris. The same way the produce of the field, a tomato, is mechuyiv. Tomato is only mederabanan, but Tvua is only mechuyiv in maiser when it grows. So also the produce of the livestock is also one time, shana shana. It's a yearly thing, but it's not a yearly repeating thing. Tvua that you took maaser from is now mutter to eat. You don't have to take maaser from it next year. So also the animals are only when they're born. Every animal, when it's born, becomes mechuyev to be part of accounting. So that l'chera means that if a person... goes 3 years without separating Maisa Behemah, without doing the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, Kodesh, Asiri Kodesh. So Lucha, you could gather all the produce of the last 3 years, all the animals that were born, and if there were 300 animals in his farm, so then he gives 30 of them to Maisa Behemah. No, since the Torah says Shona Shona, the same way crops grow every year, there's a year of Maisvis. The animals that are born this year are treated as one crop, and you have to take an Asiri Yiyah Kodesh from this crop of this year. And every year, that year's behemoth. Now, what does it mean, that year's behemoth? What's that year? So here the Mishnah tells us, Be'echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behemoth, the animals that are born Rosh Chodesh El till next year, Lamed Ov, are all part of that year. They all go through the pen together, and you mafrish from one out of every 10 of those animals. By the way, what's the din of Ma'aseh Behemah? Ma'aseh Behemah, Mufurish in the Mishnayos and Bechoris, is that it's taken and it's eaten as a korban in Yerushalayim. Kachem Kalam. The Gemara explains, the Gemara learns out of Psukim that animals, their natural time of giving birth to their new crop for that year is until the end of Chodesh Av. So then the beginning of the year, the Gemara understands, that's part of the natural process for Chodesh El. Rabbi Elozo and Rabbi Shimon Aimrim, Be'echod B'Tishrei. They understand that since the Torah puts Maisa Behema and Maisa Dogon together, so that means that they have the same din. The Rosh Hashanah of Maisa Dogon is Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah Be'echod L'Tishrei, which we'll have to explain. What does that mean, the beginning of the year, L'Gabe Tvua? What's the difference? Whatever grows... Every pile of tvua, that's tevel, you take off maisus and you give. What does a shona have to do with anything? Binegea maisa doga. So let's continue. Be'echad b'tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shonim. The same way we mentioned before by Shlaima HaMelech, that Chodesh Iyar is the second month of the year, l'gabe Malchei Yisrael, But we explained that the reason why Rosh Chodesh Nisan is really the beginning of the year is biyachas, because that's the creation of Klal Yisrael. HaChodesh HaZalachem, the world, although it's known as Bria's Olam, Bereshis Bara Elikim, was started Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Actually, when we talk about Bereshis Bara Elikim, we talk about Chof Hei Chodesh Elul. Chof Hei Chodesh Elul, because the Hayoim Haras Olam, which is Rosh Hashanah, the day of Bria's Ha'olam is not really Bria's Ha'olam, it's Bria's Ha'odom, which is the Iker of the Olam. Bria's Ha'olam proper of Bereshis Bara Elikim took place 5 days before. You'll notice, of course, that the same way there's a Rosh Hashanah Be'echad B'Tishrei, we start Slichus 5 days before that. Before this is brought in the Rishonim. There's a parallel, by the way. Klal Yisrael was created HaChodesh HaZalochem Rishon Hu L'Chod She'ashon Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Chof Hei Ador Shteit Nisvarim, Chesidish Nisvarim, that's why we have, that's the day that they took Shkolim. We have the beginning of Mishnah Shkolim, and the reason for that is because the taking of the Shkolim was the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdosh, that's the essence, the Neshama of Klal Yisrael. So that creation, that upkeep, starts the same way we start Slichas for the upkeep of the whole Bria. The upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the center, the nerve center of Klal Yisrael, we start Chof Hei Ador. That's just a word on the side. So what we have over here, Be'echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lashonim, years of what? It means Melochim, but it means Goyish Melochim. That means in the second Beis HaMikdash, when there were no Malchei Yisrael, so the Shtoris were dated by the reign of the king who was then in control of Eretz Yisrael. For one kufa, it was the Yevonim. There was a fight at one point, Klal Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael, was controlled by the branch of the Yevonim, of the kingdom of Yevonim, after Alexander the Great, Alexander Mukdon. His kingdom was broken up into different parts. The first kufa of Bayesheni, after the kufa of the Anshe Knesset Agdolo, was controlled by the branch of Yevon, that was known as the Talmais from Mitzrayim. Then it was taken control of by what we know from the Hanukkah story, the Chelik of Malchus Yovan that was in Syria, from Antioch. That's why their kings are called Antiochus. And then after that was the kings of the Hashmonaim. But that was not really a full Malchus. And thereafter that from the Romans. They dated the shtaris based on the melech in order that was the chachamu and the sakin, in order to make sholem with the malchus, in order to show that we're not in revolt. Yidden are never looking for independence. Kishal atzmai. Yidden only revolt when al yidei the malchus, there's a problem with their keeping teru mitzvahs. So that's lashonim. Vila shmitin vila yoivlois. Shmit Ne'yoyvlois means, when does the year start in the counting of the agricultural cycle? The cycle is 7 years, but it's really, every year is important. It's not 6 years in 1 year. The 3 years start from post-Shemitah. The first year, every Tvua, Mukhuyv to take off Trumas, and Ma'aser Rishon, and Ma'aser Sheni. The second year as well, Truma, Ma'aser Rishon, and Ma'aser Sheni. The third year, however, there's Truma, Ma'aser Rishon, and Ma'aser Oni. The fourth and the fifth year are like the first and the second. The sixth is a repeat of the third. And the seventh year is Shemitah. Year. When does the year start? Shemitah and all the other nafkiminas, so what we just described, starts Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. L'Yovlois. Yovel as well, the year, the 50th year of Yovel with the dinim of Shiluach Avodim and so on. Even though the Yovel is announced on Yom Kippur, the Gemara is in Siachasis, and the Gemara says that the Shiluach Avodim Taka took place on Yom Kippur, Ukrosim Dror Ba'oret. The Lashon of the Gemara is very beautiful. The Gemara says that the Avodim in that interim period, Kedusha of Yovel was Chal on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that they were Loi Hayu Niftarim Lebatem, they weren't sent home. V'loi Mishtabdim Ladenem, Elo Oichlim V'Shoisim U'Smeichim Kederach B'nei Chayrin. They stayed by their masters in a state of B'nei Chayrin. So it's an in-between period where they weren't sent off to start a new life. In order for them to start a new life as free men, who crossed the Drabaros, which is really a Madrega Ruchnis, Elochal Ben Chayrin Al Misha Isaac Batayra, they first had to experience that taste of Ukrosim Dror, freedom, Bebeis Adonaim. Now we have another din, la natio. Natio means planting. Planting is something to do with a tree. Now, it's a little bit complicated over here. What we're talking about over here is legabi orlo. Orlo means the peris, the first 3 years of a tree, are also bahano. When you learn the psukim and parashas kedoshim, the first 3 years, and the fourth year, the peris are to be eaten. They're called netter avoided, to be eaten Yerushalayim b'kedusha. B'chayr would mean 3 years from the day you planted the tree. Or maybe even 3 years from the day the tree took root. L'maisa the din is not that way. There's a shnas orlo. The shnas orlo means that if a person plants a tree in the middle of the summer, which is usually the better time to plant a tree, the tree will be considered as entering the second year of its tree life, Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara makes one tonight. There has to be, we said the summer, it has to be 45 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why 45? 30 days, because 30 is considered a year. But midah mesuyam is a chodesh, and a chodesh lashana, a month, and a year have a certain similarity. It's a tkufas hazman. Plus it needs 15 days for the tree to fully take root. So a grand total of 45 from Tubov. It's one of the ramazim of the yomtiv that we call Tubov. And then the shnas hashenis of that tree life will be going forward from Rosh Hashanah. L'chayra, based on this halacha, when does a tree become oisarla? If it has 45 days, the end of the summer, until Rosh Hashanah, then that whole year, then the next whole year, it's already gone through 3 years, because it had the first year of 45 days, the Shana Hashenis, the Shana Hashlishis. L'chayra, on Rosh Hashanah, when it's 2 years and 45 days old, l'chayra, the fruit should be neter avoy. The halacha is actually not that way, because we're going to learn in a second that there's another halacha of Tu Bishvat being Rosh Hashanah Lilanis, which is the more familiar time that we're used to in terms of tree life. So let's hold off on that. How do the two work together? The other halacha that's mavur over here in agricultural halachos is liyirokos. Yirokos means that every year the peiros, even though it wouldn't have to be naturally that way, that are picked, the hafroshas trumas and maizes, more specifically the hafroshas maizes, should be from the produce of that year. Not to make just a huge pile and to maizer everything together. Each produce of each year, it's not as important as by maizer behema, because over here you have a natural pile, whatever grew together. But still the halach is that everything from one kri should be, the hafrosha should be midover shebashona on everything else only from that year. Over here also, you have to define the year. And the year over here, the produce of the year, is defined in terms of Rosh Hashanah of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. As well, like we said, agriculturally, to decide which year it is, Lagabi Maisa Ani and Maisa Sheni, that's also totally in Chodesh Tishrei. The reason why the agricultural year is referred to over here, Tzad Yerokos, same thing by Tvua, is because there's one very big chilik between Yerokos and Tvua. And this is very important, b'negei hilchos shmita. The Gemara discusses this extensively. When you have something that's planted in the sixth year, l'maisa, it's harvested in the seventh year. Nothing is planted during the summer, and then you cut at the end of the year on chof tes el. So you want to decide whether certain produce has kedusha shvius, with all the resultant dinim of kedusha shvius. Is it shaykh to the sixth year or the seventh year? You have very often things that grew during 1 year, and they were harvested the next year. You have something that was grown more or less during the seventh year, but it was harvested in the eighth year. What year is it shaykh to? Is it produce of Shvius or not? So we have a basic klal that legabi deciding which year something is shaykh to, yurokos, is always defined by shas halakito. That means things that are picked up till Rosh Hashanah are shaykh to the previous year. Things that are picked from Rosh Hashanah and on, of course you're not going to pick it on Rosh Hashanah, but from Gimel Tishrei and on, are shaykh to the year after that. It's produce from the next year. The same thing goes to Rabbi Shmita. Any vegetables that were picked in El of the sixth year do not have Kedusha Shvius. If they were picked in El of the seventh year, they do have Kedusha Shvius. If they were picked the first few days after Rosh Hashanah, even though primarily the growth of the pre was in the sixth year, it's hukvalafilakitosoi, and the same the beginning of the eighth year. If it was picked the beginning of the eighth year, even though primarily it grew in the seventh year, it does not have Kedusha Shvius. This is true legabe yerokos, and that's what's called over here li yerokos. The Rosh Hashanah of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is kever. Paris is not that way. The Mishnah says be'echot bishvat Rosh Hashanah li'ilon kedivrei beshamai. So first of all, Paris has nothing to do with when they're picked. Paris goes baser shas chanota. Chanota means when the pre becomes in its smallest form, ripens even to a small, almost not eatable fruit. That's when the tzura of a fruit is formed. That's when it becomes a reality. So the mashal esrig forms on the tree. Let's say the esrigim have to be picked in Elul to be packed and shipped to be ready by Tzom Gedalia to be in America already. The esrigim that you're seeing in the store right after Rosh Hashanah are esrigim that were picked in the sixth year. The peros, the esrigim that you're seeing the beginning of the eighth year, are peros that were from the seventh year. They reached Chanot in the seventh year. But when do we look at the pre as being a pre? B'shas Chanota. Shas Chanota by when? By Rosh Hashanah? No. By Tu B'Shvat. The peros that are formed, al kaponim to be, like we're saying, a small fruit, Chanota, before, I just said Tu B'Shvat, that's the sheet of Beisil Loimim B'chamish also by B'Shameh holds, Be'echot B'Shvat, anything that's formed by one of those dates is considered as being shaykh to the previous year. So a fruit which came to a state of chanota before Rosh Chodesh or Tu B'Shvat has the din of being from the previous year. Tu B'Shvat is the end of the year. Echo B'Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, the end of the year that just finished up. The end of the agricultural year, Legabe Peres. So even though we said before that Rosh Hashanah defines a different year, Legabe Peres, Legabe Arlo, but the actual truth of the matter is that the third year will not be completed even till Rosh Hashanah. Let's say we said they have a tree that's 2 years and 45 days old. That year will not be complete until the end of that agricultural year, B'negei Peres, which is Be'echod or B'chamisha also of Shvat.